But you took this line.
For, yeah, but for him and for who? Who? I mean, you said Martha came when I was born.
For a long visit. No, not when you were born, and said, heaven, this is what.
Is that in Leah?
Hmm?
In Leah?
No.
No.
The book. Magdeburg. Fritzl was in Hannover. Fritzl had a business when he was 8 years old. He had his own business.
They may even know
so
the woman.
So successful.
Was. They may even know the woman.
Yeah, he had a gentle voice.
Does anybody know what happened to her?
No, I don't know what happened to her. No. She was born. We know. We don't know what happened to her. There was only. They said they were not going to pay anything without knew of these things. There was nobody who knew if they had any debts left.
But he was in
Hannover.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember his other sister. She was the nicest of Kelly.
I do too.
You remember her?
They were living, well, we went to there. When the Opa was in the concentration camp. You took us to Frankfurt.
Oh, yes.
Bubi was my age.
Right, yeah.
In fact, you took us to Leah. We used to go, we
she
went to
came.
Leah.
She picked you up. She picked you up. She picked you up.
It's not going to take my hair.
Is it close?
No, it's just too far away.
No, don't.
No, in Magdeburg, when we were in Magdeburg?
Yes.
You mean when you when Opa went to concentration camp?
Right.
She came.
She came. And she said, put as many clothes on you as you can, you know. So I put one suit over the other. And she took you and Oma alone. And I only had Harry to take care of.
Did you stay with Harry?
Yeah, of course. But I brought Harry to a family who lived out of the city. And she was a nurse. A woman used to be a nurse. I don't know the reason. Excuse me 1 minute. Did Mr. Joseph go to the concert? Mr. Joseph? And you know, I had Harry as Mrs. Joseph.
Yeah.
But he was not there.
He was where? Not there, where?
He was in the concert, huh?
He was not what?
He was he in the concert? Mr. Joseph, you don't remember?
No, not during the time when we all were gone, no, no.
No, I don't know what was the reason that he wasn't. But the woman said, when you pick Harry up, I have him trained. I couldn't get Harry clean. I don't know how old he was, but it was time.
2 years, 36 he was born.
Yeah, he was born 36.
April, this was November of 36.
Mrs. Joseph had a little girl, and the little girl had minded Harry often. You know, I had no help anymore when Hitler came. I was alone with that big place and everything. I went every day to the SS and to the Gestapo to work for our stuff to get out, that I could get Daddy out. I never got the telegrams my parents sent me from America, said they never delivered. Every night I slept with another Jewish couple in that time.
During that week when Opa was...
He was gone 17 days.
When you said you went every day to work for the SS, what do you mean?
I did. I had to take care of him.
What were you doing?
What I was doing, I went every day for papers, and I can't remember. I got a lift ready. See, I had our stuff was repaired.
And they tore
up. Daddy came home. The lift was packed and was paid for. And the lift went to Guatemala.
Went to Rotterdam.
It was only paid not to America, but to Rotterdam.
By
and
boat,
then we had the same
ship by boat to Rotterdam.
Right.
By boat from Magdeburg?
Yeah, sure.
Took up the Elbe. I went out. You mean the stuff that was all packed up and was sent to Rotterdam?
Yeah, not everything.
At Magdeburg, the so-called Mittellandkanal passed that went from the west coast, from the western border of Germany to Berlin, Mittellandkanal. And there was an elevator that carried boats from the Elbe River up to the canal, transferred them to the canal, or vice versa. So by boat, by barge, lived, went from Magdeburg on the waterway to Rotterdam in the, on the west. It connected by a canal again to the Rhine River, and down the Rhine it went to Rotterdam.
But in, we in that lift was all the carpeting, all our kitchen, silver, and the living room, and the bedroom, I don't remember, but I just tell you in short, the lift arrived, but we had to stay in that camp for 13 months.
Right.
And through a lucky coincidence that we got out. But then my parents, they wanted to have again paid the lift from Holland to America. So they wrote to us, bring only the necessity. So we hardly got any money for all that beautiful furniture.
The war had started and we couldn't take anything anymore except our personal belongings by steamer to America. We didn't have the money to transport our personal belongings anymore. So all our furniture that was in the lift van was sold at auction in Rotterdam for pittances, but was just enough to
cover the expense. Pay for
you took that white closet, you got that white thing out.
The white kitchen cabinet,
right,
that was packed full with kitchenware, pots and pans, and whatever software we could still get into it.
Yeah.
And a few boxes and then many stuff
boxes
was rolled into carpets, whatever could go, we brought along.
But that week when they took you to the concentration camp, I never realized that. Then Ellie took me to Frankfurt, but
right,
Harry stayed with Uma.
Yes.
In Magdeburg.
Yes.
And you were gone, so
yes,
you were by yourself in Magdeburg with Harry.
And other Jewish family took her in. Harry, because Harry was hard to handle, he was brought to Mrs. Joseph.
You were not cleaned up.
Because she had a daughter, Ursula. Ursula Joseph was our afternoon babysitter, and she took him out in his carriage on Spaziergänge. That's where the connection Joseph's comes in.
Which
Mrs.
Joseph's?
Joseph, who was originally a nurse, a very educated woman.
Did they come over?
She was a nurse.
She was very ill with the terrible case.
So now, so then you were by yourself there.
Yes.
And so during that week, you tried to, you had to put all this paperwork stuff together to get everything.
1 week, 17 days I was gone.
And did you, you weren't staying at home at all?
You couldn't.
She stayed with other with Hülses, with the family Hülse.
Yeah. Hülse?
Yeah. That was
a they're friends of ours.
No,
just acquaintances.
Never.
In Magdeburg?
Yeah.
Nearby? And what happened? So then you went and tried to, did you get try to get tickets? This business with going to Rotterdam, did that start until
we had this already tickets.
Before you went to concentration camp?
Yeah, sure.
To Rotterdam?
We were booked with the Hamburg America Linie. Without that, you could, unless you had booked passage, you could not apply for an American visa. And I had applied for American visa already before I went to the concentration camp.
It doesn't really matter. It's very loose.
When we were in Holland, and the war had started, and no more German ships were going to America, we got passage from the Hayers.
From the Hayers?
Yes, from the Jewish committee, Hayers. For, what they call it, for Hayers is settlement. I don't know what the name of the right now offhand.